it now when the team is struggling.
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is Buchanan crew. Chad missed, Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. I'm
yeah!
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
Dealer Star Newspapers for details.
Hello, welcome to the UPS store.
Hi, I run a small business and I have a lot on my plate. I'm running around a lot, so when I'm expecting mail or package, I can't sit around and wait for it. Can you help me?
Sure. Get a mailbox here and we'll sign for your packages.
Really?
Yeah, a mailbox at the UPS store gives your small business a real street address, unlike a P.O. box.
That's really helpful, but sometimes I work late and sometimes I work early, so I need to get things when I need them.
No problem. You'll have 24-hour access.
Oh!
So pick up your mail when you're ready, and I can even call you when a package arrives.
Get out your call. That's the best. I'll rush right over without even stopping, because if need be, I can rush through things.
You don't say.
I just did.
Get a mailbox at the UPS store. Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
Visit the UPS store for all your mailbox service needs. As your business partner, we've designed our mailbox services to help you save time. Trust us to handle the day-to-day details.
E-break.
All right, there's the win.
Hey,
well, doggy dogs.
Huh? This is a rip-off.
I know.
This is a rip-off.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this, yes. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number, what they nominated song. Times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters. Well, 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What? What? Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Be really excited. Home Theater Store, located in South Lake, Arlington, and North Dallas.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dswradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
And welcome back to Clown Eyes for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 sound style. Let's see how the Clown Crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumb tacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
You know, the usual.
Bourbon, gin, scotch. Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends? If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date? Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
The next stage. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and A, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Cowboys fire another assistant coach. This time it's longtime Cowboy and defensive end coach Jim Jeffcoat. He spent 19 years with the Cowboys, both playing and coaching. This comes days after the hiring of former Syracuse head coach Paul Pasqualoni. If you'll remember, he was hired with no title. Cubs trade Sammy Sosa to the Orioles. The O's are given the Cubs infielder Jerry Hairston Jr. and at least two minor league players in exchange. Sosa hit .253 last season and had 35 home runs to go with 80 RBI. He played in only 126 games. And after holding the Blazers to only 88 points in their last game, the Mavericks take on the Sixers tonight. Dirk Nowitzki says their defense is getting better.
I guess it's kind of nice to know that people see that I try everything, try to help the team win. It really, it's what it all comes down to. If my stroke is not going, try to rebound, trying to go to the free throw line, and try to get some strips, try to get some steals.
Tip-off tonight is at 7:30 at the AAC. Don't forget about the Dallas Mavs post-game show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That with Ben and Skin. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:10, breaking sports news first, guarantee. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The T-Bag.
It's 8:52 on the ticket. I'm looking at Eastern time. T-Box out here in Orlando, Florida. We are attending the PGA merchandising show.
Now, before we get into golf,
yep.
Always funny when you're traveling, look at what's the headline of each paper.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando paper, motel gouges guests. A Naples motel is the latest business charged with price gouging after last year's hurricanes. We're so fortunate. We have some bad weather. It's been raining in Dallas the last couple of days.
Right.
But we do not have issues.
Well, we have your occasional tornado.
Yeah.
Mostly Fort Worth.
True. That's true.
It happens. But, yeah, price gouging is just, it's what it is. They might get their hay for a little while. People remember that.
Sure they do.
They screw you for the rest of their
life.
Sure
they do.
9:30, we'll do T-Box Trivia, win some free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine and White Bluff on the Cliffs. 9:10, we'll get into some of the Wheels Off products that we saw at the PGA show. But overall, PGA merchandising show is, Craig tried to warn me about it, said, man, you won't believe how huge this place is. And I looked at it, 1,200 booths, 10 miles of walking area, and it's not like monstrous, but it's big.
Well, here's the thing. When I walk through this and I look at everything in there, it marvels me how many people try to make a living in golf.
Yeah, and my first question back is always, I wonder how many people actually make one. I know there's people attempting to make a living. How many people actually do?
There are people, you go by the booth and you see people who have Texas ties and you ask them, so how's the show going for you? And there are people who are doing really, really well, and there are people not doing so well. I remember... last show I went to, I saw the Tootsie Tanner,
right,
which was the lame brain idea of, you know what, golfers have tans on their ankles because they wear the little socks.
Right.
Their feet are pale, so they said, this thing, after you're around a golf, you stick your feet in for 10 minutes and your feet get tan like the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
And I remember talking to her last year in January, and she said, man, this show's awesome for us. We've just done so well, yada, yada, yada. I said, all right, well, I better put it in one of the products and magazine, and put it in the magazine. So I saw her this year. I said, how's it going? She's really slow.
You know, I don't mind the feeties. I don't mind having the light feet.
Really slow. It's almost like you have the feeties. It's almost validates.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing golf, man.
Badge courage.
Badge courage, yeah.
Well, the biggest overview, I think, is equipment, not so hot. Apparel, huge. If you're into clothing and all that, that's where all the activity was. They had fashion shows and the like. But the equipment side, and you and I talked about this, there's no R7 technology this year.
Well,
nothing new. And
there's one cool technology with two companies, MacGregor and Tour Edge, who have found a way to fuse titanium with metal. So they have the steel on the back of the club, and they have titanium on the face, which is kind of cool because it gives you the best of both. But the problem with equipment, I think, is there's no Titleist, there's no Ping, there's no very, very small Nike booth,
right.
Extremely small Nike, and there's no TaylorMade.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking for the tops of equipment over there, the four of the seven biggest aren't here. No Mizuno either. Have you seen Mizuno?
They might have had something small,
so
but nothing.
You're looking at the Nikkens and the Sonartex, and well, Callaway's got a big presence.
Cleveland's
got a big presence, but you know what? When you're looking to see what's the best and the brightest of the manufacturing equipment, it may not be here.
Mm-hmm.
But you go over to the apparel side, everybody's there. Even Ting's there. Even Nike's there. You know, the guys who decided not to, you know.
Well, Nike's got a little equipment area.
Even last year, Nike had a huge equipment booth. Huge. Probably the biggest in the show. And you went over to apparel, and they had a huge apparel booth. Now they still got a pretty good size apparel booth, but they got nothing in equipment. They had a little 10x10.
Well, what that tells you, you're a businessman. I mean, you try something out. We do the Dallas Golf Show every year. If it stunk for us, we probably wouldn't go back. I mean, it's
right.
The same. They're not getting any
here's
the buck for it.
Titleist would tell you they spend $1 million to be at the show,
mm-hmm.
which with the size of their booth and how many people they need to staff up there and everything is probably true.
Okay.
Probably spend $1 million.
Sounds
and they said
me, but
2 years ago, they said, you know what? You need to see their booth. You wouldn't think that.
Because I was looking at the clothing side, and they're big. I mean,
right.
Nice and opulent and everything. And they said it's about $100,000 to do theirs. And I thought those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
But $1 million,
Titleist was bigger, and they spent $1 million. So, you know what? We're just going to give that back to our retailers.
Yeah.
We'll reduce prices. We'll do what it can, but save that $1 million. We're seeing them anyway.
And they test market it. Okay, they weren't in the show last year. Didn't hurt their market share.
No, they did really, really well. They had a great year last year.
So put more money into a TV advertising or print or whatever,
right.
And that way, you know, no love lost. I was going to say there's more putters I saw than anything else.
My goodness, was this the year of the putter.
And, you know, the putter.
It was unbelievable. And they all look, and you said this, they all are putting the weight in the back.
Right.
They all look like the Titleist Futura putter, which didn't make it. It failed. But every putter out there,
it's kind of a knockoff.
Yeah.
Frank Thomas, the ex USGA equipment tester, he's got one out called the Frog Putter,
which I like.
Which wasn't bad. They had another one. I wish I remember the name of it, but it was like there was no weight at all on the club head.
It was really funny. The two putters were up for nominations of best new products of the show. One of them looked like an anvil. I mean,
it felt like one.
The heavy putter. It's called the heavy putter, and it was unbelievably heavy, and four rows down, there's the putter that has no weight at all. It's huge.
Mm.
It must have been made out of styrofoam because it was the size of my hand, and it had weighed nothing.
Another copy design, I thought, it didn't do anything for me. It's called a thumb grip. It's incredibly wide putter, and you put your hands together parallel. So what they're saying is you're not dropping one shoulder or the other.
Well, a lot of amateurs are very right-hand dominant.
Well, I thought it was a terrible design.
Well, it actually, for you, it's probably not. But when you watch, you ever seen right-handed amateur golfers who, because they're so right-hand dominant, everything will break left or right
mm-hmm.
because of the way they putt.
Right.
And this is a way to prevent them from being so right-hand dominant. Not a bad idea
if
that's what you're struggling with.
I thought it was gimmicky.
Well, you don't see anybody on the tour using it.
No, not yet. But
how about the neck putter?
Yeah, now that was interesting. The neck putter.
You rest it against your neck.
Well, it has a what do they call it? A retractable shaft.
Right.
So you could with a little hex, Allen wrench, which I guess you got to keep in your pocket, and you can't adjust it once the round starts.
Right.
But you could raise or lower the shaft. Like,
right. It's kind of, I guess, the same idea of the R7, right?
Yeah, and then their deal is you're supposed to press it against, if you're right-handed, you press it against the left side of your neck, and that keeps it stable, and that felt incredibly unstable to me.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not into long putters anyway, and that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I didn't get a big kick out of that.
Now, we get into the apparel side. There, you know, everybody's comes out with their new designs and all sorts of neat fashion things. But the one thing that was an overwhelming message to us, or at least to me, I don't know if you'll agree with this, orange is in.
Yeah, I'm not a big orange guy either. A lot of earth tones, but
orange
and green, kind of off green.
Orange is supposed to be the power color.
Whatever.
So
stick with black.
Orange is in, man. Every one of them, you look at their first mannequin in the giant booth, the first mannequin
mm-hmm.
you see was always orange.
You know, I've come full circle because I've always been a guy that I'm thinking a golf shirt's a golf shirt's a golf shirt.
Right.
You start buying the little more upper end, the Bobby Jones and the, you know, that nature.
Fairway greens
and all that.
Tehama.
That's a really classy, cool shirt. You're probably going to spend $100 for it, but at least, depending where you buy it. But you know what? It actually looks like you spent that much money.
Yeah.
But rather than a lot of things I see in life that you're buying name only and
yeah.
there's no quality deal there at all. The equipment side, probably the hottest thing we saw was the speed stick.
Yes.
Now, have you guys seen the infomercials of Vijay Singh hawking it?
I haven't seen the infomercial, but I've seen Vijay uses this thing.
He used it for 2 years before he would even endorse it.
But it's a giant stick that it's very cool because you swing it. As you swing it, it will tell you how fast you're swinging.
It's got a speedometer at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the faster you swing it, obviously, it raises it. And allegedly, well, here's the thing. It's so long and so big that you can't, it's kind of like the Momentous. You can't do an over-the-top swing with a Momentous. You'll hurt yourself.
Right.
Same thing with the speed stick. You have to keep it on the same because it's so big. You can't chicken wing it coming through. You can't do anything like that. And yeah, their biggest problem, again, this is their first rodeo, they had nowhere to swing it. I nearly clocked three guys trying to, because there was really no open area, but that thing was flying. In fact, real curious, anybody maybe just tell Jerron or Board Op off air, 214-787-1310. Can you take one of these on a plane?
No, you can't.
It's a freaking weapon.
It's a pole, and they were selling these at the show. They were like, hey, look, you're PGA Tour guy, PGA professionals, whatever. You want one of these, we'll sell it to you for $50 a day.
Yeah, it's about half price.
So about half price.
But this started and with a huge stack of
They had two pallets full of these poles.
Yeah.
And by yesterday morning, when we walked by again yesterday morning, they were almost sold out of the red ones.
Almost done.
For people over 175 pounds. And I think there's going to be a lot of people surprised when they get to the airport tomorrow. And what are you going to do with this thing?
No, you could ship it.
I guess they could.
Yeah, and they have the boxes to do. They just go to, you know, UPS outlet or whatever. But
by the way, we haven't talked about this at all. I thought it was the lightest year ever of celebrities. Usually there's a bunch of celebrities at this. Did you see anybody this year that was worthy? I know I
Randy Smith and Mike Abbott.
Randy Smith and Mike Abbott. I did see
Greg Norman was there.
Izod had a big Alice Cooper party.
Right.
So Alice Cooper was going to be there last night, which we didn't
I think know Annika was there.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, well, I went to the Cutter and Buck booth. And the head marketing person was at with Annika somewhere, somehow.
Oh, so maybe she'll be there.
She was there. Greg Norman was there, who looked good for 50, but really, really thin.
Yeah, he looks
gaunt.
Yeah. One of those fun ones, we went to the Tehama cocktail party, and the first person we see walking in was Bob Uecker.
Yeah, he was holding court.
That's pretty funny.
Perpetual deep tan.
But there was Jeremy Roenick was there, the hockey player.
That was an interesting endorsement.
Yeah, I mean they had no PGA Tour professionals they're sponsoring. They're sponsoring
the hockey. Out of work hockey player.
Yeah, how about that? Sure, bet they got them pretty cheap. But there was really no. Usually there's a bunch of people out there that are pretty, you know, worthy. Mm-hmm. I didn't see much this year.
No, and I would check the golf channel at night because you really couldn't see who was up there because they're way up high.
Right.
So their studio is. I don't know why it's up so high, but I didn't see too many, you know, who's coming in.
No.
And maybe part of the problem is all the PGA stuff is happening on the West Coast.
Well, so that's like, every year, though.
I know.
Like last year, there was a bunch of, like, Yvonne Lendl was there last year. You saw Craig Stadler was there last year. He just signed a Nike. I mean, you had people there all
yeah.
the time. You just
a little
didn't
low-key.
See it this year. But you know what? They said traffic was good.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like golf's moving up.
Yep.
You know, we're
people
not buying.
Spending more.
We're spending more, but we're not spending it on balls or equipment.
Yeah, it was interesting. Again, this little golf almanac. It's the Golf World Business Almanac, I guess. And I found this real interesting. Is last year, we bought 2 million less golf balls. 2 million dozen less golf balls
How about
than the year
that?
Before. But the
plays the same.
Plays roughly the same, so we're losing less balls? I don't get it.
You know what I think it is? The whole recycle ball deal. How many recycle ball guys
that
do you
see? That
doesn't
count, huh?
No.
Yeah, the X-outs?
Yeah. No, not the X-outs, but guys who fish them out of lakes and then
yeah,
sell them.
I'm out on that, dude.
But I'm just saying.
You think that makes up two million dozen?
I bet it does. I bet it does.
Putters were down from last year. Irons were up.
But I'm
interesting enough.
But I bet apparel was up, and I bet people spent more on golf last year, just playing golf.
Yeah, probably.
So
and the rates went up a little bit.
You know what? It's a good trend.
Yeah, good trend.
We don't need we all don't need more drivers. We've got them.
Well, do you?
But we do need to be playing more golf.
Yep. All right.
So
it is 9:06 on Sports Radio 1310. Take it. Okay. Up next, Got you the latest, the greatest. We're going to tell you how two golf suckers got involved with the lamest of all products. We'll do that next on the ticket.
KTPK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTPK, Sherman Denison. KTPK, Sanger.
There's no place like Ticket Stub. There's no place like Ticket Stub.
As Dorothy can tell you, there's no place like Ticket Stub. Summer Ticket Stub 2005. You can peek behind the curtain of the mothership. See all the ticket guys in action during Wheels Off Roundtable. Free autographs from Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, plus Dallas star Bill Guerin, and Cowboys Darren Woodson and Jason Witten. The Time Wasters perform on Friday night, and there'll be plenty to see and do in our own little magical world of ours.
There's no place like Ticket Stub. There's no place like Ticket Stub.
Hummer Ticket Stub 2005, February 18th and 19th at the Plains.
E-Break. Let me ask Jimmy Christopher in the ticker room, if he can, if he's still in the ticker room. Oh, he's not in the ticker room.
He can come in the studio,
all
though.
All right, all right.
He's trying to break sports news out in the cubicle area.
I just want you to go into your room and find the quote of Daryl Sutter for us, complaining about what he feels is a conspiracy theory against the Calgary Flames.
Okay.
All right. I know that's in the end quote because I heard the duck.
Am I on?
Use it this morning. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not on. I'm not on.
Yes,
but
you
I go
are.
Back into the room.
Yeah, you are on.
My
headset's not on.
Your headset's not on, Jimmy.
Your headset's not on. See, there you are.
Okay. I am on.
All right.
My headset's on,
that's
too.
Good. Jerry, you're totally excused. There you go. Okay.
All right. I am, too. I'm going to go back to my room.
Good. Hey,
nice seeing you, Norm.
Hey,
you're live in the
you, Jimmy. It's nice to have you in studio.
How's seeing you through glass?
Yep. Double glass, as a matter of fact.
That's Jimmy's going to get a
gosh, those.
Daryl Sutter coming.
E-Break. Classic.
Well, yeah, you're the towel. One who says you have to dry everything off.
Ooh. Yeah. Not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever.
I hang...
What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah, we didn't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Big win for Junior. Failing to double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big. That's a big moment.
Great.
Yeah,
Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there.
Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dswradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 4P1 stomachs up. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacks to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual.
Bourbon, gin, scotch. Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal. And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash. When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
$2. When they say low monthly rates, they're not kidding. Call them at 1-800-850-7733.
Small business owners, congratulations. It's the weekend. At least, that's what everybody else calls it. You know it is the 2 days you spend planning the next five, weighing the things you have to do against the things you just thought to do. Like moving up to the new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Unlimited long-distance toll and local calling for a flat $48.95 for your first line, and even less for additional ones. So you're never worried about how long you're on the phone. or surprised by your bill. It's always $48.95. And you're never wondering if there's a better way, because there's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
The Ticket.
The Cowboys say goodbye to another assistant coach. Jim Jeffcoat is no longer the Cowboys' defensive end coach. Jeffcoat has spent 19 years with the Cowboys, both as a player and as an assistant. He was named defensive end coach in 2000. Mavericks return home to play the Sixers tonight at the AAC. Sixers may be without Allen Iverson, who sat out last night with a strained left shoulder. Avery Johnson says that if AI does play, he'll be a difference maker.
He can get from point A to point B quicker than anybody I've seen in the league in a long time. He's a relentless player. He has a big heart. I always like competing against him, and I really love to watch him play.
Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. Make sure you check out the Dallas Mavericks post-game show with the greatness of Ben and Skin. Joe Ogilvie is your leader at the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic. He's at 23 under par after three rounds of play. Second is Peter Lennard, two strokes back. And Serena Williams takes the women's title at the Australian Open. She beat Lindsay Davenport in a three-set match. Serena came back to win the last two sets after hurting her back in the first set. It's her seventh singles Grand Slam title. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of the Ultimate Fighter. Monday, the Ultimate Fighter gets even tougher as two fighters battle it out to avoid elimination. See what it takes to be the baddest man on the planet. Who will be the Ultimate Fighter? Watch Monday on Spike TV. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A week of football, funding, and funny bits as our guys broadcast their shows live from Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville. Starting this Monday, brought to you by Van Chevrolet and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, they're going to be housed roughly, how many miles away is Jacksonville? It's northwest of here. We're in Orlando.
An hour and a half?
All right, 2 hours away. We're in Orlando as we are at the PGA Merchandising Show. Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengarten from Avid Golfer Magazine. Go to avidgolferonline.com. Check out the Cart Girls. I think we have the announcement.
Hmm? Have it funneling to the ball.
Yeah, I've always said that. Why make people mad?
Right.
Makes no sense.
Okay, so let's get into
the schlock.
This was, we bought some Ginzu knives, baby.
Yep. So we're going around, and you have little name tags.
Right.
Saying who you are and where you're from and all that. And if you are deemed anybody in the press that can give any kind of publicity, they're grabbing you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're grabbing you. It's kind of like when a robber grabs you from the side of an alley and you just feel like you're pulled all the way over. That's exactly what it is. They're slapping stuff on you. They're handing you stuff.
And you can't, there are certain people you just can't get away from, and it's just, oh, dear God.
All right, so we are the, you know, the ears and eyes of you guys in the Metropolitan.
And, we'll sell. Rick and I are big into fitness. I mean, mm-hmm. we are in the, we're not George Dujon, but we're in the fitness. And we like keeping ourselves, and we're getting to that 40-something age where everything hurts, and we're trying to fix things. And there's a lot of fitness stuff.
A lot of voodoo.
And the one thing that we've always been intrigued by is most of you guys will see on the PGA Tour, a lot of these PGA Tour players are wearing these black and white little rubber-looking bracelets.
It used to be the Sabonis or the Q-Rays, you know, the metal.
Right, but now it's a rubber.
It looks like the
negative
like,
ion.
Well, but it looks like Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, or the What Would Jesus Do
right.
bracelets, whatever. But it's just a negative ion rubber bracelet.
Is it?
Well, that's what they say. So, you know, I've been looking for one, and
you just want to be trendy.
Well, you know what? If it works, I mean, I remember looking at Paul Stankowski, he had two of them on there, mm-hmm. and I said, what do they do? Is it supposed to fix me? I said, do you feel anything? I don't know. Everybody else wears when I wear them. I said, well, do you need two? He says, no, I don't know.
I remember what he said, though. He said, I got one. I got two of them. He's always had a problem with his wrist.
Right.
He goes, so how'd it work out? Well, you know, my wrist pain went away, but I shot the worst round of my life. So I took it off. Live with the pain, shoot lower scores.
So who knows? But I wanted to give one a try. I mean, right. I've got aches and pains, so I wanted to give one a try. So we get by to this booth, and I can't even
Titan.
Titan.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can buy them at eBay. You can buy them everywhere.
They're expensive, though. They're $15-$20 for this piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Basically. It looks like a giant rubber band. So they're giving them away, and they got white ones on our side. So I put a white one on. You put a white
mm-hmm.
one on. You're just like, I want black. Rick, it's a free one. Just take it. And so we're putting them on. And then I'll let you take over because we walk in to...
It's called the Nearlong. Nearlong Sports. All right. And their bid is this. It's a rubber... It's kind of like a hollow rubber strap with a silver connector on both sides. It looks like it costs nothing. It shouldn't cost anything, right? So we're talking to the salesman, and this guy's a fast talker from New Jersey, man. This guy pulls out his raincoat, and he's got everything under the sun. And he goes, hey, where'd you get those? Meaning the Titan bracelets. Oh, we got it about four booths over. Ah, those terrible, screwed. You're going to get, you know, you're not going to get anything out of these.
Well, first off, the best part was, as Rick is the consummate salesperson himself, the first thing he says is, oh, you're a avid golfer. We need to start advertising our product. Come here, let me show it to you.
Right.
Well, Rick is like,
yeah, okay.
All right.
I'll take some money.
Advertisement. You know what? Man. We're going to say, I'll sit and listen.
So, the best part was he's telling us why his product is better than what we're wearing, blah, blah, blah. And so in order to legitimize his claim, he brings out the ion meter.
The ion meter.
Now, this thing looks like, I don't know, it looks like something out of Radio Shack. Probably cost him a nickel. I don't know. So what he does, he takes the bracelet that Craig's wearing, the Titan, and puts it underneath this meter, hits this button. Ooh, only 15 ions.
15 ions.
15. We're getting ripped off.
And the funny part of it is we go into the Titan booth,
right.
And we say, you know, most of the PGA Tour pros wear two of them. They say, well, you don't need to. One's enough.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, that's good because we're getting a more powerful Titan. You know, we don't need to.
Right.
You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to over-ion. So you say 15 ions, right? So then he brings out one of his deals. By the way, their website isn't even up, so I'm not going to give it to you. And he shoves this, his product underneath it, 629 ions. And these ions, let me see what it says. Okay, let me just give you a little description of what this thing's supposed to do.
These are negative ions. You're supposed to be, negative ions are good for your body.
Well, just listen to this crap. In study, has been tested to be clear facilitator in temperature ascension in the hypodermic layer, dilation of blood vessels, promotion of blood circulation, increase in metabolism, body and major organs, eradication of blood's hindering agents, facilitation of cell processes for prolonged health, and a lifespan while cooling the nerves to prevent stress and keep calm in different situations.
That for wearing a rubber band.
Is that the worst copy you've ever seen in your life?
Well, he was the only guy in their booth that could speak English.
Okay, so then...
That's true.
Then he has these four little containers, these little brown granules, right? Which I'm big into aquariums. It looks like the fish food I feed my fish, right? I go, what is that? And he goes, oh, these are the...
Tourmaline.
Yeah,
tourmaline.
Never,
he says, you know the rings, women buy tourmaline rings. This is just ground up tourmaline. That's what's in the bracelet.
Right.
There's nothing in that bracelet.
Well,
it's rubber.
Well, again, it may be inside this silver connector. That's where the magic is supposed to be, right? So he puts it on there. 3,620 ions, you know, and I'm thinking, this guy.
Wow, and he says to me, wow, that's a record. We've never seen it that high before.
And I'm thinking it's one of those little poker machines
he's
that just randomly comes up with a little magic button.
He said, because he pulled off your bracelet, your rubber bracelet, and he put it in, and it came up to 800. He says, oh, it must be working off of my bracelet.
Yeah.
It's getting me too far. So he moves his arm away. It's like, you know, he's got like that bottom button on the bottom of his machine. So, all right, move it up, move it up, move it up, move it up, move it up.
And he
up.
Was
God,
so,
got him.
He was so emphatic. Well, their bit, though, is they actually have one inside a golf glove. So it's supposed to help out your biological harmony or whatever. Crap.
Well, anyway.
All right. So that's the gift. So now Craig can't wear it because he said when he sleeps at night, it hurts his arm.
It's got a piece of metal in the middle of the damn thing. I wake up and I'm punctured.
Well, anyway, he's gone back to his bogus Titan. I'm still wearing my bogus Ion or whatever it is, near lung.
So anyway, right after that, we got our little machine, our things on, and we're walking. We're trying to get through the whole show in one day.
Right.
Just to be able to go write notes and see where we go. So we're running. And we got like another 45 minutes or an hour left of the show, and we still got like, I don't know, 30 rows left. So this other guy stops. Hey, man, you guys look fit. This is the best product out there for golf. It's four vitamins. You take these four vitamins. It's all natural stuff. And it'll change your life.
I don't know what the name of it was, but you know what it should have been called? Yellow Whiz.
Big dog crank is what it should be.
Oh,
so
man. Says,
you take
30 minutes, you'll be flying.
He says, you take these four pills, and in 30 minutes, you won't feel any pain. You'll be ready to go. It's all natural, no stimulant in it, but it will make you go. So
it made you go.
So the funniest part of it is, as Rick says, we take these four pills from this guy. They could have been anything. They could have been anything. And we take them in pure,
unadulterated form.
Yes,
with all the trust in the world. I mean, it could have been angel dust. I mean, I don't know what the hell he's hawking.
So
I didn't read the ingredients.
So we take them, and they did, between the bracelet and the pills, they did affect us because you didn't sleep at all last night. You usually sleep like a rock.
Right.
And
I had insomnia.
I was in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom a lot. So we had that going for us. Well, here's the other fun part, too. Remember the Q-Ray? Because most of this stuff is all kind of hocus-pocus elixir stuff where you can't prove it, but you can't disprove it either.
Right.
That's the beauty of these products.
Right.
So we walked past the Q-Ray, and that's another one of those big infomercials that are selling to cure arthritis, rheumatism, whatever, piles, whatever you got.
Make yourself taller.
Yeah. So he actually had a face healer up on stage.
Yes, he did.
And there was a line. And
we're not talking Ernest Angley.
Yeah.
What's your pain?
And we're not talking about guys that are in wheelchairs and we're using walking canes. We're talking about golf pros. We're talking, and there's a line there, and
did
he goes,
you remember,
what's your problem?
He pulled off the janitor. You see the cleaning guy? He pulled off the cleaning guy who's just brittle as brittle can be, and he's walking up there. It's hard to bend down. He says, okay. Here, they start waving the keyway around the guy, puts a bracelet on him, puts a necklace on him, now try to bend down. You see him forcing his head down, the bend down. It was like, come on.
Now, the funny part was when we were actually going out to buy something, like we're buying stuff for our tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part is you could tell these guys are just beaten down. You know, guys are coming by and they say, how much does three of these things cost?
Right.
How much does five things? And you know, Craig's trying to get a price point and everything. And
well, we try to do a really, really good goodie bag.
Yeah, something different.
So we try to do things that are A, unique.
Now, we won't say what they are yet.
No, but we're trying to buy 300 of them for our tournament.
Right.
And then another 300 for the Dallas Golf Show, which is the end of February.
Right.
So, you know, you buy a subscription, we'll give you one of these as well. So we're looking around and we're looking at these different products and, you know, the guy's looking at me saying, all right, what's the turnaround time? We need them by February 25th. And he says,
he goes, I don't know. That's really tight.
I don't know. And I said, well, geez, we're buying 500 of them.
500?
Boy, I thought you'd be buying 50. And all of a sudden,
their eyes lit up. That day, that made their day. Might have made their year, for all I know. They were just our best buddy right after that. And they could make any date, any time, anywhere.
Whatever you want,
price.
Baby.
So that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty much what went on.
The funniest is everything now, too, on a golf course. There were a couple highlights of the show, but the one that got me is everything's about advertising now. Ways to sell advertising on a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
And you've seen the GPS systems, and they'll have ads in between, and people are selling things on, the signs on each hole, the whole signs,
T-boxes.
The T-boxes, and they'll show you. Well, this one took it for me. It was a T, and the T had a hinge in it.
Right.
So when you hit it, it was plastic. See, when you hit it, the T bent.
Just knocked down.
It just knocked down.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't fly out of the ground. It won't break because it hinged, and it showed, the value of this T. We can put an advertising message right there that as soon as it turns sideways, then you can see that message. Well, for all four of the guys who played in your foursome, that'll be great.
I thought about that, and I thought, how bogus. And then I'm thinking, well, if you hand them out to every guy in the tournament, okay, that's good advertising.
Let me tell you something. As a purist of golf, I don't want a plastic tee. I want a wooden tee.
Mm-hmm.
I want one that sticks in the ground, and I want to break the sucker.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing about tees. They had an automated tee.
Oh, it's a giant stick.
Right.
That for you old fellas out there, if you can't bend down anymore, this stick will, you can put your ball on the end of the stick in a tee, and it will tee up your ball without having to bend down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're walking from your cart to tee up the ball with this stick,
what are you gonna do with the stick?
And now you're gonna hit it. Well, you gotta put the stick on the ground, don't you?
Let's just say you were good enough.
You're bending down to pick the stick up.
Yeah,
what's the value of this damn thing?
You gotta hand it to somebody. Here, hold on, because I can't bend over. And I'm thinking, let's say you were good enough. Let's say you were just the most or the biggest anomaly out there, where your back was so bad you couldn't bend over, but you could still swing and play well enough to be on tour.
How about that?
How do you do that now? You can't. You can't. That would be an illegal item, illegal aid, wouldn't it? You couldn't bring one of those out on a.
Well, you know
what?
If I'm a PGA Tour, I'm looking at my caddy, I'm going to say, tee that thing up for me.
I've never seen anybody do that.
No.
And remember, you see guys at the end of when they finish putting out, how, Fred Couples for a long time had a real tough time bending over.
He'd never go pick his ball out of the
cup. Yeah, his caddy would do that. So, but I never seen anybody tee up a golf ball.
Here's the thing about that. Do you know it's illegal for somebody else to mark your ball? You can't have your caddy mark your ball for you.
So there you go.
So you still bending down the mark. Although I did see a putter that had a ball mark on the bottom of it that you could just lay it down, and there was a little hook in the shaft, so you could drop the mark right there and pick up the ball.
Case in point, that's one of the guys I'm thinking, okay, everybody, all these people here trying to make a living in the world of golf, is he?
No. How about the one putter that I saw last year we haven't seen yet, the one that looks like a shuffleboard?
Yeah, you have to use it on the side. I still think it's illegal. I don't think you can shuffleboard
it. You think he's making a living?
I don't know. If he's got one of those greens where you make every putt, somebody's buying it. I guarantee you. But who knows? All right, we're late. It is 9:30 here at Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. But up next, T-Box Trivia, win some free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine, avidgolferonline.com. Also, White Bluff and the Cliffs, 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T wireless. And are you suffering from
trajectile dysfunction?
If you are, we might have the cure next on the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
They began their quest in the searing summer heat, puffing, and perspiring through punishing two-a-days. With muscles aching and brains burning, they began their weekly battle. Every autumn Sunday, they bang, block, and collide with massive muscular men at G-force speeds that create contusions, cuts, and cracked clavicles. Only two teams survive this brutal marathon and move on to the mother of all conflicts. Super Bowl 39. Eagles, a date with destiny. Patriots, a date with dynasty. Our coverage begins next Sunday afternoon at 3. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Carter Eye Center on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
All right, guys. You're probably out doing a lot of chores today, the honey-do list and so forth. Isn't it about time you just got a little selfish? Buy something for yourself. Get a satellite with HD quality picture. Get a free TiVo. You can pause live programming. You can record live programming. You can reverse live programming, rewind it, record one show, watch another. It's the greatest thing ever, and it will make your life worthwhile. You know what? I think your wife will even like it, too. Call Dish Direct, 888-834-1999. Get the special package. You can get up to four rooms absolutely free with DirecTV. Also a free TiVo. That's a $400 item, absolutely free. And if you cut the cable by the Super Bowl, you will get $100 cash back. $100 cash back from Dish Direct if you call them up today. 888-834-1999. Again, you get up to four free rooms of DirecTV, crystal quality picture, crystal quality sound, a free TiVo. It's great.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Daniel Boone.
Thank you very much. We have a winner. Kurt Menefee, former ticket talk show host, now a big-time guy on Fox, talking to Aaron Boone, but calling him something else, and the event something else last night on Fox.
Final question. Your brother, Brett, has been following you throughout this whole series. You going to celebrate with him tonight?
Yeah, you better stay and hang out with us a little bit after this one. Unbelievable.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Brett Boone, World Series hero. Guys? Well, Brett Boone and
no, Brett Boone standing right next to me. Thank you.
You know what made it worse is how emphatically he said it.
Yeah, Brett Boone.
World Series hero.
That's Kurt's first win, boys.
All right. We'll have to notify him of that. I love the Daniel Boone Super Bowl champion.
E-Break Classic.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now that they've become known the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those.
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
No, don't worry
about
it. Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much.
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
Cisco Head of Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dswradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Right here.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
East Corner, by 20 at SN 51. See Lowe's of Weatherford for special financing details. Lowe's, improving home improvement.
boxing action coming your way on the next edition of HBO's World Championship Boxing. Don't miss one of the true warriors of the sport, Arturo Thunder Gotti, as he goes up against veteran contender Jesse James Leja in a super lightweight title showdown. Both Gotti and Leja bring a vast array of experience into the ring, so this fight is sure to be an epic battle, but only one man can come out on top. It all happens live tonight at 9:45 p.m. Eastern, 6:45 p.m. Pacific, only on HBO.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Cubs trade Sammy Sosa to the Orioles. Lucy, a Dodge of Grapevine brings you the ticker. Sosa goes to the O's in exchange for infielder Jerry Harrison Jr. and at least two minor league players. One minor detail for the Cubs is that they have to pay a reported $10 million of Sosa's $17 million salary this upcoming season. Mavericks have won 7 of their last 10 games. They face the Sixers tonight at the AAC. And acting coach Avery Johnson says that the success is not just his, it belongs to the team.
The players have bought into what we're trying to teach. And when we back it up with film and show them that if you do it this way, you're going to win. If you don't, then you're going to have a season where you end up going home too early.
Tip-off tonight is at 7:30. Joe Ogilvie-Carter is 6-under-66 to remain atop the leaderboard after the third round of the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic. Ogilvie stands at 23-under-par. He's 2 strokes ahead of Peter Leonard, and Frederick Jakobsen is 3rd at 19-under. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tickets for the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 are on sale now. Get your seats for just $13.10 apiece at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, 9:38 on The Ticket. As we're playing the back nine here, we'll give way to Ben and Skinner filling in for the rant at 10 o'clock today. T-Box Trivia, sponsored by Avid Golfer, avidgolferonline.com. You can sign up, look at the cart girls, and subscribe. And you get 11 free rounds of golf. So avidgolferonline.com. Also, White Bluff and the Cliffs will give away a couple rounds to one of those places as well. The question is this. Tom Lehman, 54-hole leader at the Buick, and if he would have won, he would have been the first golfer who's an active Ryder Cup captain to win a PGA Tour event. Since who? Since who? Tom Lehman would have been the first golfer to be an active Ryder Cup captain since what player? And that'll be the answer we're looking for. 214-787-1310. Pound 1310 on the AT&T wireless. Real quick, Tiger is on top of the money list for the first time in 16 months. And it's his first full field stroke play event win at the Buick in 19 months. That's a long time. We're glad he's back.
Yeah.
Seems like he's never left.
Yep.
Didn't it? All right, 214-787-1310. Let's see if any of these guys know who the answer is or what the answer is. James, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Thank you. Good morning. Boy, I can't hear you. I cannot hear Jerron. Let's try John. Hi, John. You're on the ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, yeah. Hey, I can hear you. I've got an answer to your question. It's Jack Nicklaus in 1986.
It would be Jack Nicklaus in 1986. Congratulations. Where he won the Masters.
Wow, that was right out of the gate.
You know, I was reading an interesting story that was the year Seve Ballesteros pretty much threw up.
I got another call bleeding into my call here.
Oh, well, okay, I'm going to put you on hold. John, congratulations. You win a free subscription from Avid Golfer Magazine. Go to avidgolferonline.com. Also, a couple rounds from White Buff for the Cliffs. Courtesy of Double Diamond. So, yeah, Jack Nicklaus, 1986, was the last time an active Ryder Cup captain won a PGA Tour event, and yeah, Lehman came kind of close. He's doing okay. All right. So we said that there might be some golfers out there suffering from trajectile dysfunction.
Okay. Let's start by saying that when you look at advertising in the golf world,
or sports world, anything.
Sports. Well, you know, there's some cool sports. You know, Nike does a pretty good job with some of their ads in certain other sports, but golf is bland. Golf is very bland.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's safe.
It's safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Very
conservative. You could see the Tiger doing the bouncing of the wedge on his, on the bouncing of the ball on the wedge, and you see him trying to get the gopher like in catch.
But that's not, that's not testing anybody's morals or anything like that.
Any, how can you just take a little bit of risk and see how it goes?
Make it fun.
Well, the guys at Cleveland Golf have finally done something that made me laugh out loud, and I just think it's one of the greatest ad campaigns I've ever seen. They like all of us, have seen ad nauseum the ads for Cialis and for Viagra and for all the other, what do you call them, erectile...
Boingo pills?
Little blue pills.
Whatever you want to call them.
So they've got an ad, and you got, when you see this, you will laugh. It is a photograph of a guy smiling like Bob on that Enzyte commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this
right.
is Bob, you know, smiling with a girl who looks like...
She's had the greatest tussle in the history of ever.
I mean, a hot 30-something girl who just looks like she just got it, you know?
Did you ever see, the movie Bruce Almighty?
Yes.
What Jennifer Aniston looked like after
right.
her night with
And this girl
kind
of looks like you know, an older version of Jennifer Aniston. It looks like that. Her hair's all disheveled, but she looks
She's
like
had the session of her life.
He is happy.
And he looks
and
very
And on the top of the ad says, enhance your distance.
Yep.
Naturally, safely, and permanently. And it says, it's for the Launcher 460 comp. All day long. Millions of men suffer from trajectile dysfunction. The Cleveland Launcher will give you the impressive length you've always wanted. Part carbon fiber, part beta, yada, yada, yada. The Launcher is clinically proven to help you go longer and stronger all day long, and it's ready when you are. Ask your swing doctor if the Launcher is right for you.
Yep.
Individual results may vary. The most common side effects are sudden increases in distance and the urge to double your bets. If the enhanced length lasts longer than 4 hours, play 36.
Yep. Or increase your best. I mean, it's a genius ad.
How awesome is this?
Well, for golf, it's great.
Okay, there was an article in it about in Ad Age that I happened to see before we left. And I was anxious to see these ads. They have a TV ad that'll be running probably February 1st.
Actually, I've seen it.
And
it was on the Golf Channel already.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this print ad, and they hired an ad agency to come up with their new, like most big companies like this, and they came up with this idea, and the chief marketing officer of Cleveland turned it down.
Yep.
Said, no way.
Typical golf executive.
No way.
Typical golf executive.
And then he thought about it, and he threw it to the president of Cleveland, and he showed it to a bunch of the salespeople, showed it to a bunch of people at Cleveland, and that's pretty cool.
It's darn cool.
And when you and I first saw the print ad, they had a big giant billboard of it in their booth.
Mm-hmm.
We just read it, and our mouths were open, and we were
great.
Laughing. It was great.
Although,
this is awesome.
The thing that that I'll notice, and again, being in print advertising, you want to make sure your ad stands out.
It's a hot girl.
Well, it's the hot girl, but I don't think the first time you pass by it, you think it's a golf ad. Because believe me, Cialis and Viagra,
it does look like all the other ones.
So
I will say that.
It's awesome in its look as far as its parody goes, but the first time you see it, you might whiz right by it. So, but take a look. If you see a hot, boy, she is good looking. And he looks like he's got the biggest driver in the history of ever. And she looks like she took it. So check it out.
I'll tell you, kudos to Cleveland and everybody out there who's in the golf business. Take note, because this is the best ad campaign I've seen in a long time.
It'll get people talking, and what do you want to have an ad campaign?
Exactly
people
right.
People talking.
Right.
All right. 9:45 on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket T-Box here. We're in Orlando, Florida. We are attending the PGA merchandising show. We gave you the highlights. I mean, there's 1,200 booths, but we tried to give you the high and low points. Believe we gave you definite low points. The face healer and my ion bracelet, which might make my arm turn green and fall off by the next week for all I know.
There was some really good stuff that we saw.
Worthy.
There are a lot of good apparel out there this year. There's a lot of good. I mean, sunglasses are huge this year.
Oh, huge sunglasses.
There must have been 30 people hawking sunglasses this year.
And you know what? You know what you'll find is I have a pair that I bought retail that more I look at it, more I look at what the other people are charging, I don't know if I got ripped off, but I spent a whole lot more money than I needed to.
There you go.
I really did.
You were talking to, what's a hot glass now, Maui Jim?
Yeah.
And you were talking to one of the hot guys. Right, it was, and they were giving lays out and whatever. The booth was kind of hot. And you were talking to some other sunglass guy and said, look, I use the same exact lens they do. And
a dollar difference.
And it's a dollar difference.
Dollar difference in cost, but one company spends a lot in advertising, and they've achieved name brand status, right. And it's status.
I think he sells his for like $46, and Maui Jim's are $100.
Oh, yeah, in the
100. So, you know, you're right. I mean, you have a pair of sunglasses like that, you're paying for the marketing.
Yeah.
But you don't know, because here's the other thing. For example, I loved, there was an exercise ball that I saw.
I loved it. It was great.
I can't wait to go back today and get one because I really want this ball. But if we weren't here and we saw, or take the sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a retail store, you see the Maui Jims.
Yeah, you don't see the
other
stuff.
You don't see the other stuff. I don't know how they make a living. So you don't even have the option to say, okay, I think the name of the company was Polarize.
Yeah.
Polarize.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the option to buy those.
You know, I found
that, doesn't matter.
I found that interesting because you go to any pro shop, especially a private pro shop or even a public pro shop, you're finding the Oakleys, the Maui Jims, maybe Nike,
perhaps Ray-Ban.
So where do these other guys sell this stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, do you go to a golf course, Edwin Watson, whatever?
And you would think, here's the other thing, you would think being on the internet, you know, I can buy glasses online now. And I can get Maui Jims cheaper.
Yeah.
But you don't ever think, well, I could go buy Polarize cheaper because it's the same type product.
Right.
You just don't think that way.
And we'll see the same thing at the Dallas Golf Show at the end of February. There'll be the same type of companies out there that'll you go, wow, $20. And
yeah.
They don't look any different. So,
I mean, we have a local sunglass company in Dallas called NYX.
Yeah, right? NYX. Uh-huh. Good product.
Great product. They got a lot of PGA Tour players using them. And, you know, we know them in Dallas. I mean, they've got a pretty good exposure in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the PGA Tour pros in Dallas use them.
Right.
Because even we saw the guy and he said, hey, look, I save these lenses for PGA Tour players.
Mm-hmm.
I only have very few of them. They're
right.
The rose-colored ones.
Uh-huh.
But outside of Texas, nobody knows who they are.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But their booth was pretty busy.
It was.
All right, it's 9:50 or 9:48, let's say, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. T-Box out here in Orlando, Florida, as we wind down the PGA merchandising show, and kind of wish we were winding down today. Got one more day. Okay, up next, we will mix with Ben and Skin, and we were at a place that they'll probably be interested in talking about. We'll do that next on The Ticket.
This is The Ticket, established in 1994 as Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. The Little Ticket delivers breaking sports news first, guaranteed. We talk about our teams in our town. We live here. We work here. We hang out with you. We party with you. We identify hot girls on TV and hire ticket chicks to make your listening more pleasurable. Yeah, we love sports. Sports is our business. But we're really just a bunch of guys who couldn't get any other jobs. So, this is what we do.
E-Break Classics.
It's not like
still,
it's all done for him.
Doing all of that, the flying and then sitting in the courtroom and then flying back, it's got to put a dent in his rate schedule.
I'm not even sure what to say to that.
I meant basketball schedule. I mean, don't you have to practice and dribble and stuff?
Yes, the team has practices, Gordon.
I mean, dribble drills and stuff.
How did you miss, how'd you confuse the two, basketball and RAT?
Yeah, how did you confuse the two?
Well, with Kobe, you're talking about both things.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so, it's natural for a newsman's mind to get...
Newsman?
Yes, Craig. I answer to that name.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. Well, we also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that mixed up.
It's KMTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
Cisco Henna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Deer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
Dallas Boat Show. Now that we're 50, we're going to really show off.
There's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Cubs have put Sammy Sosa on the trading block. They have reportedly traded Sosa to the Orioles for Jerry Harrison Jr. and at least two minor league players. Reports say the trade will happen unless someone fails a physical. Cowboys defensive end coach Jim Jeffcoat is out at Valley Ranch. Jeffcoat has been the defensive end coach since 2000 and has spent 19 years with the team, starting from when he played with the Cowboys. This comes days after the Cowboys hire former Syracuse head coach Paul Pasqualoni. Desperados kick off their season tomorrow against the Chicago Rush, and Coach Will McClay says his squad is gearing up for the season opener at the AAC.
We're very excited about the season from the standpoint of the guys that we have throwing the football, the guys that we have catching it, and the guys that we have blocking the rush and the passer.
Check out the game starting at 1:45 tomorrow on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And Serena Williams wins the women's title of the Australian Open. Williams beat Lindsay Davenport in three sets. Our next ticket ticker is at 1010, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We don't feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple or some other locale. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's time on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us. T-Box winding down as we are broadcasting from Orlando, Florida. Big time thanks to WDDO in Orlando and specifically Rich, is it Ramos? WDBO. Way Down by Orlando. All right, I like that. WDBO. So they were gracious enough to loan us a studio. So we're happy to do that.
Very cool.
Yeah, very nice.
Very cool.
Thanks to Rich, who had to endure the whole show with us. So he said it was an entertaining golf show.
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron, but worked out for us. I want to thank Jaron for handling the board. Very
another
early.
Congrats to Jason for having
a
baby.
Kid.
Yep.
And lovely Layla for just being here. Before we get to Ben and Skin,
oh,
we're filling in for the rant.
So hurry, though, because I got something to talk to Skin about.
Be quiet.
All right.
So one of the other things we were looking at is, did we talk about Happy Feet?
No.
All right, so this is actually genius. If you have, you know, your feet get tired walking 10 miles of show booths and all that at a convention, so they have these guys around that will either massage your feet or they'll give you some kind of insert to put in your feet.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, okay, I could use one of those. So you can put this in your shoes and you start walking. Well, instead of being like a cushy type of insert that you can get for like orthopedic shoes and all that,
yes,
this has kind of like a
so gross,
kind of like a
so
weird
gross
feeling gel where you walk. It's kind of like you're sloshing in there, and it really felt like you were stepping on frogs.
Mm.
And I didn't quite get the benefit of it, but they were selling it for $30 a pair.
All right, Skin, you there?
Oh man,
that's awesome.
Hey, Skin.
Hey.
All right.
But be prepared, by the way, because when Craig says, I have something for you,
this is legit. This is legit.
Right.
So, Skin, I'm as much of an NBA idiot savant as you are. Probably not as much. I guess
I'm
worse.
That's an amazing statement right there.
You know why I'm worse than you are? Because you get paid for it and I don't.
I get paid huge money for it, too.
So I'm so bad, I buy Basketball Digest for my kids.
Wow, you are more of a...
secretly read it
You're
myself.
More of a savant than me because I didn't even know they still put that thing
on. All right, so here's the opportunity. You and I need to talk.
Okay.
So I get last week, I get a Football Digest. So I'm wondering, what in the world am I getting Football Digest for? I like football just like everybody else, but I'm a huge NBA fan. It's like, so I open it up, and in the middle it says, Dear Basketball Digest Subscribers, due to financial conditions, we are no longer publishing Basketball Digest ever.
Oh, no.
And we are filling your subscription with Football Digest.
Man,
you may also get NASCAR Digest. You just need to call it.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking...
Your basketball failed?
No, but I'm thinking, here's the deal.
Coming up at 10:30.
Yeah.
Why not go out and let's go get Basketball Digest and you can run it.
Man, string that together. I'm all for it. I'm in.
I think between the two of us, it'll have great editorial content. We just need somebody to sell it now.
Now, let me ask you this. I took that in junior high. What format? Is it still in the same format?
There's certain things about that I just love reading. There's always an old that saying, the game I'll never forget. There's always a great trivia in the back. And the one thing that I always used it for is it always had rosters in it, and I always loved looking, all right.
Like Rastafarians?
Yeah.
But, if you ever want to know where somebody went to college, you can always look in the back there and say, all right, I know.
Yeah, I think the reason it folded is because of the Internet. Like,
the Internet
has all that now.
Or because I'm the only subscriber?
Pretty much. The great Jan Hubbard, his stuff used to run in there.
Where does he know?
He's writing for the sports page, the ticket sports page that America loves so much.
Huh.
Is that a full-time gig?
Sure.
Very nice.
Isn't it not?
I don't know.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
That's all I do, is I do the post-game basketball show and I do the sports page.
So
you do it well,
so
sir.
Last
Thanks,
time
man.
I went to a Mavericks game,
uh-huh.
I go up to Skin and say, hey, Skin, how are you? And he just looks at me and who are you?
I thought it was crazy, man, because it was the first time I'd ever seen him without wearing a hat.
His hair's all wild there,
man. Yeah. He had it all teased, seductive.
What is under that hat?
Good question.
Are you rocking a hat right now?
No.
I'm not.
Really?
Because I got to go to the show after this.
Hatless.
I've never seen you without a hat on either. What type of a do you have?
It's spiked blonde.
Needs to be cut.
He looks just like Eminem. I thought, why is Eminem talking to me at
really?
The game here? Yeah, it was really weird.
You know, it's funny. Like, the whole younger generation, like my younger brother, he's about like 26, 28.
He's hot, too.
Thank you. He's a very attractive male. They all wear hats all the time, and they pull them way down over their eyes.
Like I'm doing right now.
And you wonder how, when those kids get out of college, they're going to be in the business world, and they're not going to have any of those connections that they made because people are going to be like, oh, you were at SMU?
That's why the business world is moving towards hats.
They're going to have to hold their hand up on their eyebrows. Remember me?
It's all about logos.
So anyway, now 30 minutes later, Skin comes back and says, now I know who you are.
Yeah, it occurred to me.
And I asked him, I said, all right, Skin, so what do you really do outside? We always kind of take Ben and tell everybody what he does. He sells TV for... you know, Channel 43 or
he
whatever.
He sells a new DLT technology.
And for TI. Guys, can we never promote what you do. What do you do? He says, well, I've got a music production company. And I just happen to know somebody who's got a band who's ready to break it big, and they could use somebody.
How much
Bob Samble from Bob's Steak and Chop House has three kids who are really into music, and they've got a band.
Really? What type of, I know, Bob, what type of music?
Is it polka?
They love the British Invasion.
Ah, yeah.
So they're really into the British Invasion, and I haven't heard them play yet, but they're getting, you know.
How old are these kids?
They're 16, 19, and 23.
Mm-hmm.
And the 19-year-old apparently is a music genius.
A savant?
Yeah.
Did his dad tell you that?
No, other people have. So yeah. I'm thinking, you know what, I don't know if they've cut a CD or anything, but they ought to hook up with Skin.
They should, because, you know, if there's anyone that I would think would need connections, it would be the children of Bob. I mean,
no kidding.
Those kids need a hookup. They're just
aimless. Well, you know what, they have dad's cash, so if you need to get a little something for the effort.
Bob is a good dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
Very good dude. Let me just go ahead and predict that in the next 6 months, Bob's kids will be on the Maloof Brothers' new record label, the Interscope Empire. Since we met the Maloof Brothers at Bob's one night,
yeah,
and they were going on about their music.
Everybody goes to Bob.
Going on about their music label.
Everybody.
Everybody goes to Bob's.
Hey, I've got a. You guys created a.
What was the end of that thought, Craig?
I
stopped.
Genius.
Wow. Where's
he going?
Well, I don't know.
He kind of to my seat.
He kind of took the wheel. And he goes. Everybody goes to Bob's.
Yeah.
Like and stopped. It was almost like Robot Greg.
You know, he actually
the greatest endorsement ever.
So according to
goes so to Bob's.
Like Rain Man.
According to you, he sounded like a Kennedy. That was a Kennedy invitation.
Everybody goes to Bob's. I will go to Bob's.
Hey, you guys created a sports argument in my head on the way to work today.
All right.
When you were talking about the number one sports figure being Big Mike Jordan.
Yeah, still.
Even though he's so far removed from the game and you were kind of wondering why that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I started that's it, Norm. Norm on an ISDN line. But, you know, I started thinking about that, and I think Jordan is the first athlete, at least in a basketball sense, that was equally respected from the upper middle class, white suburban element, and the playground element. They both equally revered him. And I couldn't think of another player before Mike that was like that. I mean,
Magic Johnson.
Cam
Perkins.
Not as much. I'm talking about the playground element.
That looks shrimp.
I forgot about the playground
element.
You know, I'll tell you, though, Skin, we were at... We went to NBA City for dinner two nights ago. Talk about an NBA idiot savant.
That's not a real city.
It's a big, giant restaurant.
Oh.
Very romantic,
giant,
by the way.
Giant screens all over the place. And they don't play live games. They play...
Who'd you go there with?
Rick.
Play foot crotch.
I dragged him in there. I said, look, we're in Orlando. I'm going to NBA City. And
it was
really interesting because they're showing highlights of the 50 greatest players ever, and they're showing each one of them. You know... There were a lot of good players in the NBA, but nobody had the charisma on screen. As soon as Jordan came on the screen, every head turned. Well, and before that, you know, you'd have Oscar Robertson, you'd have Magic, you'd have Kareem, whoever it was.
Bob Cousy.
They had it didn't capture
Bill
people
Winnington.
Until Magic was there. Uwe Blob.
Bill Sherman.
Yeah, Bill Sherman's a good one. Bob McAdoo got screwed on the Greatest 50, by the way, and I'll stand by that.
Yeah, I'll say that. He had a shot.
Yeah,
who did he pick off?
Was he the absolute worst defensive player ever, though?
Well, he was in his Lakers.
Dominique
years.
Wilkins.
He was,
right there.
Yeah, Wilkins got screwed, too. But the thing about Jordan is the reason, look at just the uniforms. That's Jordan's influence.
Hey, are you guys in Florida?
Yeah.
What's the rule at the strip clubs there? Is it like a mime dance? You got to be a foot away from them, or is it grind?
Oh, it's. I believe it's full on.
Ask Grego when he's in Jacksonville.
You know, if I cared enough, I'd really tell you.
I'm cared enough about the answer or cared enough about me?
About the strip club.
Oh.
I'll tell you this. I've never met anyone who didn't go to a Florida strip club that didn't leave with a crab face.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's not a real medical term.
That's your question.
Is that on their promos?
Yeah.
Come to Florida. Get crab face. You know, last thing is I get really spoiled being in the Midwest. for one simple reason. I love having primetime shows on an hour early.
Yes.
Why do the East and West Coast have to have everything on? Well, you have to have 11 o'clock newscast.
News doesn't come on till 11.
Yeah. Why do they have to do that?
I don't know, Ben, you and your lover watch Will and Grace.
You're a big TV guy, Ben. What's up?
Well, I think it just has to do with the sun.
That's great. Go,
hey,
Bob.
You guys make it back with your watches, all right?
You got it.
All right, boys.
See you, boys. Have fun.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket Wonders.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Are you a good T1 or a bad
T1? No.
Drop the housework on your witch and get out to Hummer Ticket Stock 2005. We'll pull the curtain back on the mothership February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. See the snake pit, sit in Gordo's corner, or come out of the gay, not gay closet. As the Catman knows, we're not in Kansas anymore. Hummer Ticket Stock 2005.
E-Brake Classics.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Brake?
Gotta be Grego.
Yeah.
Is that it?
We have a winner.
Yay.
This was shocking. Shocking and just almost not worth playing again, but we'll play it again since he won.
I heard of skull blanking, but...
Bicep?
Yeah, it's weird.
Can he see?
What?
Can he see? Is
yes.
he blind?
He can see. Are they a couple?
So the hole in the bicep is not going to help there, huh? With vision or anything like that?
No.
I thought if he couldn't see, they were just doing it where he could feel him.
.428 on the ticket.
Gosh, that's shocking.
Oh,
what was he thinking?
I don't know.
It's Grego's 14th victory, guys.
By the way, last week in your absence, George won.
Yes, Georgie won.
Can you believe that?
He's got 20.
E-Brake.
Kurt Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, J.D. Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
That's what he meant, I'm sure.
And then they laugh.
Boy.
Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
Cisco Head of Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dfwradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
Here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
You're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, will you?
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas Style. The bees will be blind, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross-Canadian Rag Week, Jason Boland and the Stragways, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
$42. When they say low monthly rates, they're not kidding. Call them at 1-800-850-77.
Life of Johnny Carson. How did this public figure keep his private life so private? Texas Living uncovers a haunting tale in Hearn, Texas, about a World War II prison camp. Read about Texas POWs. And will it be President Smith or President Alda? TV Week looks at the dramatic White House race shaping up on the West Wing. Pick up the Sunday Dallas Morning News, available today at grocery and convenience stores.
How do you make a Sunday? With the Dallas Morning News Travel Section. Every Sunday, travel opens your eyes to exciting vacation ideas around the state and around the world. A sunny island getaway with your honey. A European vacation exploring the Amazon. A romantic second honeymoon. Or even an adventure across Texas with the whole family. Get your passport and get ready to go. Travel in the Sunday Dallas Morning News. It's how you make a Sunday.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The Cowboys part ways with defensive end coach Jim Jeffcoat. Jeffcoat has spent 19 years with the organization, both as a player and as a coach. This comes days after the Cowboys hire former Syracuse coach Paul Pasqualoni, who does not yet have a title, but if you remember, he was the linebackers coach for Syracuse before he got promoted to head coach. Mavericks are 28-13. They play host to the Sixers tonight at the AAC. Jason Terry says there's a reason the Mavs have stepped up their win total.
Getting better, getting the chemistry with the new guys, you know, that's all been a plus. It's all been a positive. The way we've meshed together, you know, in such a short time is really a credit to, you know, each individual on the team. We got all great guys.
Tip-off is at 7:30. Listen to the Dallas Mavericks post-game show with, guess who, Ben and Skin, right here on the ticket. Joe Ogilvie is your leader at the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic. Ogilvie is at 23 under par after three rounds of play. Peter Lennard having another good week. He's at 21 under. Frederick Jacobson is third. He is at 19 under. That's the ticket ticker. It's the service of the Ultimate Fighter. Monday, the Ultimate Fighter gets even tougher as two fighters battle it out to avoid elimination. See what it takes to be the baddest man on the planet. Who will be the Ultimate Fighter? Watch Monday on Spike TV. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin on the weekend. This time from 10 to noon on Saturday on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On the run from Johnny Law. Ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin, again.
Bob Mapplethorpe, potential getaway driver, go. Go.
Well, I think there's a real air of mystery about
it. Don't complicate it. Your number one strength is you have a car you can provide. Sell yourself. Start over. Ready? Go.
Okay. All right. I'm a risk taker. I'm growing an entire crop of marijuana plants in my parents' backyard. I think that shows a little bit.
You're growing an entire crop of marijuana in your backyard?
Big man, look. I'm just not that good at this selling yourself stuff, okay? So I'm just going to tell you the truth. I really want to be a part of this team. And I'm the only one with a car.
Right here.
10:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Listening to Ben and Skin as we fill in for the rant. And I'm happy to announce that Skin has just ended contract negotiations and has signed a brand new 3-month deal with The Ticket. Congratulations, Skin.
Thanks, Ben. It was a long, arduous negotiation, but I have pulled out on the positive side. I'm going to be here for another 3 months.
Any word, did anyone mention anything about me during that process?
Ben, you're out. This is your last Saturday, but it's been a good run. It has been.
Are you
going to
do the show solo now? Or
no, me and Sports Layla. It's the Skin and Layla Sports Layla show.
It was awkward when I got here, and
yeah.
Now I know why.
I thought we were going to spring it on him later, but you brought it up, dude.
Layla, since it is my last show on The Ticket, farewell show, if you will, I'd appreciate it if you do traffic updates, because a lot of people overlook traffic on Saturday. We don't.
Looking outside the window,
No, not now, Layla.
I mean, later.
Later.
Find out what's going on in the world of traffic.
But, P1s, if you have anything, let me hear from you.
See if you can find a sponsor for that segment as
and
well.
Now, you like to mispronounce Jared's name.
Jerron. It is Jerron. He is, he's going for kind of, he likes that pronunciation. He feels like it makes him more down within certain communities. So, hello, Jerron.
How are y'all doing, guys?
I feel sexy right now.
You look sexy.
Thanks, guys.
Man,
thanks.
Very nice. I like what you've done with that.
Thanks. I've been working hard. 3 months, Ben. 3 new months.
We sub in for the rant the last Saturday of every month. And
wait, hold on. Stop. It's Ronnie James Dio on the TV. This is a rule we have on the Ben and Skin show. Whenever Ronnie James Dio is on the television, everything has to come to a grinding halt.
So. Man, we are watching VH1 Classic, and there were just some really bad videos.
I can't wait to go home and pull out my Holy Diver LP.
We've got an action-packed presentation for you today. Of course, we do the Mavs postgame show, and so we are Mavorific. We've got a lot of Mavs today. We're going to, you know, the Mavs are at the halfway point. We're going to break down where they are now. We're going to do a little mid-season report card for the Maverick sport players. We're also going to introduce a new Ben and Skin. I'm uncomfortable.
Sorry.
We're also going to introduce a new Ben and Skin staple where we break down random drafts. We just spin the wheel. We'll come up with a draft. We'll break that draft down, let you know if there's any interesting.
This could be like this could be the old Charlotte Hornet expansion draft, or this could be the 1972 NFL draft.
That was one of the best placed drops I've heard in a long time, because really, Norm would really be excited about this. This would pique his interest.
That's a great idea, Ben.
We will also be joined by the gentleman that was in that intro.
Owen Wilson?
No.
Oh.
No. Bob Musgrave.
Nice. This is one of our most popular segments.
The great Bob Musgrave.
That's right.
From the movie Bottle Rocket and Prairie Dogs. He will be with us today.
Killing time with Bob is what we like to call it.
11:30.
Is that going to be a very special radio pork as well?
Oh, it's going to be genius pork.
All right.
Hey, Skin,
I wanted
to mention something. We're almost out of time for the show already. But I feel like I've been too much of a nice guy for too long. I'm like, I want everyone to like me. I'm nice to everybody.
Right.
I think I'm losing that, and
really?
I don't like it. I've kind of been an a-hole lately.
Have you?
I have, and I'm a little worried about that.
How has it worked out in your sales part of your life?
It's so out of character for me. I don't mean to do it. It's just I've kind of just gotten ticked off of late. I don't know why.
What happened?
I don't know. I caught myself really being rude and short with a few people. It was somewhat liberating, but at the same time, people looked at me shocked.
How has it manifested itself? Like,
I don't know, man. I'm not sure how to, just a series of bad turns with my negotiations with the ticket, just different things.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you know that since Cat's out of town.
Oh, what?
Since Cat's out of town, Craig Miller is the acting program director. Get with him.
I'm going to touch base with him because he's got a lot of good ideas about the direction of the Ben and Skin show.
Excellent.
But right now the direction of the Ben and Skin presentation is going to be Dallas Mavericks basketball, as it often is. And if you'd like to join us, 214-787-1310 is the number to call. Let's talk a little bit about the Mavericks. Right now they're at the midway point of the season, 28-13.
Wow.
Very impressive. I would not have thought that they would have gotten out to a start like that.
I thought that best case scenario, they could be around that, but I thought that that would entail Devin Harris really coming along quickly, no injuries, you know, Marquise Daniels, it took him only a week to get back into the groove after the ankle injury, everyone stayed healthy, you know, the point guard's clearly defined, boy, they were getting good production out of Eric Dampier, the defense has been rock solid. If you'd told me all those things, I would have thought 28-13 was definitely achievable, but when you tell me they've had all these issues, and they're still 28-13 and have nowhere near scratched the surface in terms of coming together as a team and playing as well as they can, man, I've got a Mavs weenie going crazy.
And, you know, now with Avery Johnson at the helm, of course.
Coach. He's the coach.
Don Nelson, rotator cuff surgery. He's still going to be out for a while. And Avery Johnson's done a nice job coaching this team, and there's a lot of talk now about the differences between he and Nelly. He's more of a defensive-minded force. And, you know, I think it's probably way too early to say that there's really been an immediate impact, although, you know, he can stress those things over and over and over and over time. You would think that they would have their impact. But I don't know how much credit he'll get for what they're doing right now or how he's coaching differently. The players seem to like him. But the one thing that I've noticed is the comments that just came out today and yesterday, Avery Johnson talking championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I've seen some nice things out of him from the psychology standpoint. I've seen him play, get inside the players' heads, and I think this is that exact thing. I mean, he's planting the C word. He's saying championship. He wants them to feel comfortable. He wants them, and he's a guy who's been there, so he knows what it takes. And when he says that, and based on the fact that he doesn't just throw around superlatives, I think people take heed of that, and I think maybe the Mavericks will start believing in themselves.
Yeah, it really comes down to kind of developing a mentality in which you value yourself as much as everyone else values themselves. And if you look at, there's a couple things to look at. One, if you look at, you know, the competition in the league, I mean, especially in the Western Conference, teams, a lot of teams that people thought would be, you know, upper echelon teams are not playing at that level. And so you think, okay, who are the best teams in the league? Okay, well, the Spurs. Everyone says the Spurs are right up there. And clearly, you know, the way they play at a level higher than anybody else. But when you look at them talent-wise compared to the Mavericks roster talent-wise, there's not some huge disparity. The thing that Nelly would call it was the big bully. The Spurs aren't a big bully. And if you look at, like, okay, let's say look at the Suns. Man, what they've done has been incredible. But they've got a lot of Achilles heels. They've got places where you can work them over. And we've seen this here in Dallas the last several years. High-octane offenses slow down in the playoffs. Statistics over years and years and years always prove it. So is a team that doesn't rebound that well, is a little undersized, and doesn't play defense like the Suns, are they going to be able to still score, you know, 110 points every night in the playoffs? The Mavericks are developing that defense, and their offense continues to get better. And their upside is still ahead of them. It's got to be very, very encouraging when you look at the Mavericks compared to other teams. Why not use the championship word? The only thing they lack at this point is the experience.
Well, it's interesting to watch Avery Johnson take over. He's quickly becoming
coach,
the most on-deck coaching head coaching prospect in the NBA. And you talk to Mark Cuban about that, and you know we talked to him on the show, and you can, you know, read his facial expressions and everything. He is not at all concerned at losing Avery.
Mm-mm.
But you wonder, you know, the more that Avery Johnson gets a taste of being a head coach, is he going to want to sit through at least another full season being an assistant? And you think with the way that there's so much turnover in the NBA and guys are always looking for that next up-and-comer, and you see Avery put together a great stretch here, the players respond to him and so forth, and you wonder, will the Mavericks be able to hold on to him?
Yeah, I mean, I think they will, just from the simple standpoint of making money with him. You know, they'll pay him way more than any other assistant coach makes. He's making player money this year. You know, he's making whatever the veteran minimum is for his age and his number of years, which is pretty damn high, much higher than what assistant coaches make. And so, if you know, I've thought about this a lot. I don't even know if I feel like Nelly wants to coach anymore. You know, I wonder about it from the standpoint of, this is a, you know, he's had this rotator. I mean, things get worse. I understand that, and they get to the point where they're unbearable. But he's had the rotator cuff for 8 years. He could have done this in this past offseason. There's been any number of off seasons, but it's almost like, you know, looking for an opportunity to let Avery coach for a while. I mean, I'm sure he misses it and all that type of stuff, but I think that the number one thing is Nelly would never throw money away. He's got a lot of money left on his contract. He's going to finish that out, whether he wants, you know, still feels the fire, the passion driven to win a championship. I don't even know if that's there for him anymore.
I remember hearing off the record, and I think this is just somebody's opinion, and it's a good time to introduce it on the radio. I remember, you know, you think about the relationship between Nelly and Cuban. It's, you know, it doesn't seem like it's that great, but
that's pretty well publicized.
I remember somebody saying that Cuban would never let Nelly quit on him. Because he's like, hey, I'm paying you a lot of money. Get out there and coach. Because even it's almost like Cuban acknowledges that it's whipping Nelly. But Nelly knows Nelly's not going to get out there and do a bad job. So it's almost like I'm going to force his hand and make him keep coaching. It's not like it's going to hurt us because he's a great coach.
Right.
But I do agree with you. You just get the sense that Nelly does not care anymore.
I mean, yeah. And
I mean, hey, he's not even a GM anymore. His son is.
Right.
Spends most of his time in Maui.
Right. I mean, his power has definitely been usurped. But the thing is, does he enjoy coaching this type of team? You know, this is no longer the free-willing offensive team that he so enjoyed coaching in the past. Does he even enjoy coaching this team? Because when he talks about the fun he's having, he always talks about, boy, it's been so fun watching Avery develop. And, boy, I just really enjoyed watching him come along. It's not even about, hey, man, Josh Howard's made unbelievable strides this year. golly, with Devin Harris, you know, the sky's the limit. It's, boy, I sure have enjoyed watching Avery coach this year. He already runs the practices. My question is, how different is it to these players the last five games? Really, how different is it to them? Because Avery's already had a strong voice within the organization. What's the difference in when Don...
He's already run practices.
Yeah, he's been running practices. What's the difference in when Don had his prostate deal and Donnie took over?
Yeah.
You know, was that drastically different back then? It's not like some huge philosophical shift, but there are... You know, we've seen Darrell Armstrong in the last couple of games, and that's going for... that's not developing for the future. That's going for, boy, we need some veteran steady hand right now. We got Darrell Armstrong. I'm going to utilize him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those kinds of changes. And that's definitely a championship mentality. I mean, I do believe that, and I think that's part of the subtle things that he does to try and develop that championship mentality.
And think about the Nelly indifference factor. If he's just to the point where he's burnt out and just, you know, taking it easy, he's not really a driving force behind any discipline or anything. Now, he will chew a player out and embarrass them when they're watching tape. But it sounds like Avery's running a much tougher practice, and
He's been running practice.
He's been running practice,
right.
Though. Right, right. I'm not just saying during the stretch, but first of all, letting someone else run practice, if you're the head coach, doesn't that immediately show somewhat of an indifference level?
It could.
I mean, I don't know that I would if it's my show, but it's just the point that he's kind of fading off in his.
Yeah, I think too. You know, when you've got a guy that's been doing it for so long. I mean, you know, Lenny Wilkins in New York was a passive kind of voice in New York. It was pretty much acknowledged that. You know, Nelly and Lenny Wilkins have been in the league the same amount of time. He's been around forever. And, you know, I think it's hard for a guy that's been coaching as long as he has to be excited about January basketball games.
Hey,
you know, and I do kind of get the feeling that when the playoffs get near and it's time for the things to really get down to nut crunching time, I think Nelly's juices will be going full blast. I do believe that.
Gross. Hey, Turley just faxed in. He wants to know who gets credit for those wins.
They go on Don Nelson's record.
Isn't that controversy? They hate each other over it?
Yeah. I think Avery's mad because he feels like he's just padding Nelly's stats. He wants to break out of this.
Hey, Skin, let's keep talking Mavs.
Oh, let's.
The P1 wants it. Let's give it to him.
Great.
We're going to keep talking. What? We're going to keep talking Mavs basketball. Mavs are at the halfway point of the season. They're 28-13. They've got the 76ers tonight who might be without Allen Iverson. Be sure to tune in to us following that game for the post-game presentation. But coming up next, we're going to break down the Mavs with a little mid-season report card right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
X-X-X-X-I-X. The Ticket is live at Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville. And every other radio station is hoping they're not anywhere near.
Hi. You're in a restricted area. You always move your vessel back out to the channel. Need to maintain 100 yards from all naval military installations and vessels. Okay.
It's Road Trip Chaos with Gentleman Miller, Norm, Bad Radio, and The Hardline. We're semi-out of control at the Super Bowl for a week of funding, overcutting, and an occasional comment on the game. The mother of all road trips starts Monday morning and lasts until the NFL asks us to leave. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Carter. E-Break.
I got a quick game for you guys.
Is it guess which story doesn't fit with the other stories? Game not game?
Pod
story.
It's called Who's the A-Hole.
Mm.
You familiar with that game? Seems like we had a theme song at one point before Dave lost interest. Let's see.
Before Dave, so we had a theme song 2 years ago?
Will Dave find it somewhere before the show ends? How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
And what do they do after they move it?
I don't know.
Don't they give you a piece of paper indicating where everything's been moved to? And if you want to bow up and fight, I'm ready.
I don't have the energy for you to.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Well, we're going to play this game here.
Because Tom loves doing that, too. He'll start to bow up and fight, and then he gives up right away.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Do you got it?
Not yet. It's searching.
Oh, my gosh.
E-Break Classic.
That's the vote for Junior.
Okay, we have a winner.
I don't know that that's a vote for me. I don't see that that was clear.
Well, he has been getting very strange lately.
Not true.
Junior Miller's, I don't know what happened to him, but he has just weirded out the last couple of weeks. And here's another example that wins him the emergency break of the week.
That phone number again, 888-834-1999. Call them right now.
I'm on bloody.
What?
What did you say? You said that you were all bloody. The number is 888-834-1999.
Jeez. Jeez. This week, go with
all right, how many, Fernando?
11th victory for you, Junior. Whoa. You move into sole possession of third place.
Robbed. I'm on the podium.
That's like two in the last 3 weeks for him, too.
Georgie at 17, Norm and Gordo with 13. Craig, you are now in third place with 11.
All right, you are moving on up.
Gribble did get robbed.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dswradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
You're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Yeah, we gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
You don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, will you?
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The bees will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Mary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Chili's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras, Texas style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Bina.
Super Sunday, and we'll see you at Beats.
Yeah, Beats, in a bowl.
Tell you how next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey now, Mike Reiner of The Hardline here, and you know what? People are tired. Tired of high car payments, tired of paying for service and repairs, tired of owing more for your car, truck, or SUV than it's worth. Now, if you're tired, do yourself a big favor. Call 972 or 817-234-1234 and let the leasing specialists at Auto Flex Leasing look into getting you out of your tired old scene and into a new car, truck, or SUV. Think of it, a new vehicle in warranty with lower monthly payments so you never have to be upside down in a loan again. People are now discovering that you don't have to buy a new car to drive one. And AutoFlex Leasing's Flex Lease is the quickest and best way to get the vehicle you want at the best possible price with no prepayment penalties. Call 972 or 817-234-1234 to get in touch with the AutoFlex Leasing Specialist that will help alleviate your tired car scene. Call AutoFlex Leasing today or check them out on the web at www.autoflex.com.
The Ticket.
The Chicago Cubs are waiting approval to trade Sammy Sosa. He's reportedly going to the O's for infielder Jerry Hairston Jr. and at least two minor league players. Sosa is 36 and hit only 253 last season for the Cubs in 126 games. Mavericks play the Sixers tonight at the AAC, but the Sixers may be without Allen Iverson. AI sat out last night with a strained left shoulder, and Avery Johnson says that when Philadelphia has Iverson, they're a good team.
We saw that he had a huge win over Miami last week, so very capable team. Any team that shows up with Allen Iverson can win a basketball game.
Except for maybe the U.S. Olympic team. Tip-off is at 7:30. Dallas Mavericks postgame shows right here on The Ticket following the game.
Serena Williams defeats Lindsay Davenport to win the women's title at the Australian Open. It's a three-set match. This is Serena's seventh singles Grand Slam title. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin this Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's offensive when players go both ways in Arena League football. The Dallas Desperados open the season versus the Chicago Rush tomorrow at 1:45 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 10:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And one of the biggest ticket events of the year is right around the corner. It's Charity Challenge on Ice, and tickets are on sale now. Charity Challenge on Ice, number 8. This time it's quadruple personal. You can only get them on www.theticket.com. All tickets are $13.10. The game is Thursday, March 24th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fort Worth Convention Center. We have moved out to Fort Worth this year. The Musers and the Hardline are uniting to form one ticket team, and they're going to take on a bunch of skirts. They're going to be hot.
All right.
So make sure and be a part of this. You got Daryl Razor Ray. He's going to be bringing his Mind Vitamins, like he always does. And the girls' team is going to be coached by Dale Hansen. One of the big events of the year, if you are a P1, P2, or P3, you definitely do not want to miss this. Charity Challenge on Ice, number 8. Go to theticket.com and get your tickets now. This is a very special Mavs mid-season show we're doing. But coming up at 11:30, I've got to tease this. We're bringing in our old buddy, Bob Musgrave, of Bottle Rocket fame. He's been on with us before. We'd like to do a segment with him called Killing Time with Bob. We're going to put that as part of a very special Radio Pork. So that's 11:30. Do not miss this. It's always a lot of fun when we have Musgrave up here with us. But right now, Benny Boy, we're going to get into a little Maverick midseason examination, a little evaluation of how the team has performed. And really the best format to do this, we agree, is the report card. People love the report card. And we do it. We have, we're going to divide it up in the front court, back court. We might even get into the coaching, depending on how this thing goes, offense, defense, all that stuff. But let's start in the front court, and let's start with the man who has been, boy, the center of MVP talk lately. Are you serious?
Why not?
Alan Henderson getting MVP consideration?
You know, keep it in perspective.
No, not so much. No, we're talking about Dirk Nowitzki, Ben. Dirk has been a special player this year. A lot of people thought that when Steve Nash went away, his little buddy, that Dirk would all fall to pieces. One person that I know of very early on that was saying, no, I think that this is going to help Dirk, was a guy named Ben Rogers.
Thank you.
Ben was very, very early in the game saying, you know what, I think this is going to be good for Dirk. And after half a season, can't we say, yes, it has been good for Dirk?
And my reasoning was, you know, he gets out of that comfort zone. It's not all about, hey, I'm here hanging out with my good buddy. We're partying. We're having a great time all around town. You saw those crazy pictures circulating.
Yeah, we're not hanging out with spares anymore.
And if you didn't see the pictures, you probably wonder what that description means. You just saw, you know, hanging out, partying and stuff like young guys would do.
Yeah,
millionaires would do.
You can see the pictures. Go to weirdsex.com.
No, that's not the pictures.
Oh.
But basically what I'm saying is it's not like a frat party.
Uh-huh.
It's a business.
Right.
And so you losing your good buddy like that reminds you, hey, this is a business. We have expectation level for you. And Dirk has responded, man. And I talk about it on the post-game show. I'm making a note to myself every show to not take Dirk for granted.
It's easy to do because he's been putting up huge numbers so regularly.
He's so good, and his defense has picked up. And you saw the other night where he had, what, a steal, a block, a rebound. He had
virtually, in the last minute, he had 4 points, a steal, a rebound, and a block, a defensive rebound. He had a lot of defensive rebounds in the last couple minutes. Going into, like, with 3 minutes to go, he had 11 rebounds, ended with 15. And he was doing it with his defense. And the other thing that didn't show up in the stat sheet was he was getting in a tussle with Zach Randolph, who's a nasty low-post player. They were going at it, and Zach Randolph spun in the middle and got his shot blocked by Dampier. But the reason he got it blocked is because Dirk was bodying him and making it hard for him to get the shot up cleanly, and Damp came over and swatted it. That's the type of stuff we talk about. You know, one of the things I said is when Cuban was going crazy talking about Dirk should be all defense, I was like, well, look, Still, Dirk doesn't do a good job of keeping good low post scores off the block. That was an example where he did it.
Yeah, he did. And he frustrated Randolph.
He used his body to create worse positioning for Randolph, and Dampier gets a block out of it.
And that's a guy who we've talked about in the past as being soft. He's not soft anymore. There he is going toe-to-toe with Randolph, one of the nastiest, youngest, best players in the league. You know, a guy with tons of potential.
Physical player.
Especially a physical player down in the low post. And there Dirk was holding his own. I love to see it. And also consider the fact that he had hurt his ankle in that game as well. He came back from a hurt ankle.
He has done that a couple times. And, another thing to support that toughness aspect is how much he's getting to the line. He's almost getting to the line 10 times a game, right under that. That's amazing for a guy who last year got to the line 5 times a game. Now, we talked about the emotional impact of losing Nash, but what about another thing just from a basketball standpoint? With Nash being gone, the ball is in Dirk's hands way more than it was. They've eliminated Walker, and now Nash gone by signing with another team. That means there's way more opportunities for Dirk to ply his craft, and he's done it every time. Listen to these numbers, Ben. Shooting right under 46% from the field, over 40% from the three-point line, 85% from the free throw line. We talked about getting there almost 10 times a game, 10 rebounds a game, almost 3 assists, 1.5 blocks, 1.3 steals, and 27 points a game. He's been phenomenal.
And he's second in the NBA in fourth quarter scoring, I believe.
Yeah, I heard that the other night.
I looked that up on fakestats.com.
I confirmed it on confirmstat.com.
But another thing about Dirk is every time you feel a game kind of slipping away where the Mavericks just desperately need a basket to stop a run, it's Dirk.
It is.
It's always Dirk. He's always just picking them up and putting them on his back. But I also saw some stats that came out that showed how certain guys were this percentage of their team's offense. He's not really high on that list, even though he's top 3 scorer in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that, too, because he's not completely hogging the ball in any at all. He's
right.
Like, hey, I'll do what you need me to do, and they need him a lot, and more times than not, he comes through.
Yeah, and the only thing that you'll see, hope to see statistical improvement is the assist category. But just really been a superstar player. And then you talked about coming up big when they need it, the Denver game Sunday. Just had a spectacular end to that game. I believe he knew it was 35. So do we agree? A? Is that what you get? What'd you give Dirk?
A+.
A+. I have no problem with that. I'll give Dirk an A. A+.
That's good.
Right on. So moving right along, where do you want to go next? You want to go to
Damp?
Let's go to Damp. Damp it is. Eric Dampier, the crown jewel of the off-season acquisitions because they finally got a legitimate center.
My favorite thing about watching a Mavericks game with you, Skin, is the fact that you watch it with your pants on now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny watching the complete indifference that Dampier has on the court. And every once in a while you'll just hit me with something like, Dampier just realized he was in the game. He just had the ball in his hands on the block and realized, oh, I'm in a basketball game. I mean, you could punch him in the face or he could hit a three-pointer to win the championship. He would not react any differently.
Has Damp given them what they thought he was going to give them?
Not quite, but he's given them a lot. And I think people had unrealistic expectations with regard to Damp, with fans and things like that, because they think, all right, he's a top five center. They hear all that rhetoric, and then they think, well, he's going to put up numbers that are just little watered-down Shaq numbers. But that I think the things he's brought to the table that don't show up in the box, even though that's a bad sports cliche, cannot be underscored. He's really helped Dirk. They have an actual defensive presence in the middle that's not soft. It's enabled Bradley to come in to be a complimentary player and get kind of more niche play out of Bradley. And I like what he's brought to the table. It'd be a totally different team without him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest, when you think about his impact on the team, it hasn't been great,
right?
But without him, boy, you'd really realize how valuable he's been.
He has been really valuable. The disappointing things is sometimes he has a tendency, if the ball's not coming his way, to not involve himself in other aspects of the game. You say, hey, he's only averaging 7.7 rebounds a game. Well, that's in only 26 minutes a game. Those are good rebound numbers for 26 minutes.
And Dirk's grabbing everything in sight, and Josh Howard is.
And part of the reason, too, is people don't realize the value of having a body in there, taking up space, enabling other opportunities for guys to get rebounds. The Mavericks were always a better rebounding team when Nahara was on the floor, just from the fact that he went in there and fought and created other opportunities for guys. Dampier does do that. He's easily sets one of the best screens in basketball. They're able to free guys up for 10 and 15-foot jumpers all day long, running off of Damp. He sets a great pick. Shooting 52% from the floor. We talked about the 7.7 rebounds. 3 offensive rebounds a game in only 26 minutes. That's nice. He is getting in foul trouble a little too much for my liking. But overall, if you look at the impact he's had in terms of non-set statistical impact, in other words, fitting into the offense and fitting into the defense, I gave Damp a C+.
I gave him a B-.
Right, so we're right about the same place. And I do think there's a lot of room for improvement, and if they are going to be a championship team like Avery's talking about, then he needs to be getting a B+ or an A-.
Now, when you – I didn't know you were doing minuses and pluses because you gave Dirk a straight-up A. I kind of thought I was gay for doing pluses and minuses.
No, I'm gay.
Why not?
What?
Why not give Dirk the A+, then, if you're handing out pluses?
Because I don't want to give an A+ to anybody that doesn't have a ring.
What?
That's my logic. You know, here's my logic. You know, when people say MVP talk, to me, the MVP is the best player on the team that wins the championship. That's the way I judge it.
They should call it that, then.
That's what they should call it. You know, who's the most valuable player? Well, who's the guy that won you a championship? That's got to be the most valuable player. That's the way I view it.
Yeah, but what if a full team wins a championship? And
like Detroit?
Like just an all-around team.
Like Detroit did last year. I would have said, well, to me, the MVP of the league last year was Rasheed Wallace because they weren't that team till he got there.
Hmm.
You know, to me, that's what an MVP is.
I look at it as the most valuable player to a team. Like, without him, it would just be devastating without that one player. I just look at it as an individual type deal.
Right. Now, I understand that, but, like, if you say, look at the Suns without Steve Nash, well, hell, look at the Spurs without Duncan, or look at the T-Wolves without Garnett, or look at the Heat without Shaq. I mean, you know, to me, the most valuable player is the guy that won you the championship.
All right, let's speed through the rest of the... We got Alan Henderson.
Alan Henderson, he gave us way more than we thought. I graded on a curve, so I gave him a B.
Give him a B+.
Nice.
Every once in a while, he has Dampier LaFleur hands.
Right.
But other than that, I've been real impressed, especially with a guy who only played 6 games last year.
I didn't think he was going
to
play.
He's the only Maverick to play in every game this year, I believe.
That's right. And I didn't think he was going to play at all this year.
He's been a nice addition.
He has been a nice addition. Sean Bradley?
Give him a B.
I gave him a B as well.
I've been really happy, and I think a lot of it's due to Damp, but he can come in, and it's almost like bringing in a knuckleballer for a couple innings. But he's, you know, he doesn't make a lot of money, and he makes a difference when he's in the game. I know it's easy to bag on him. I hate it when he has the ball on offense, although he can hit that perimeter jump shot. I give him a B. I think he's been a nice change of pace center.
And I think part of his grade, it should be reflected in grading the coaching as well, because they use him the right way. Cal Booth. Humpty Hump.
D.
I gave him C-. D's right there. What do you want to say?
He said nothing. They didn't think they'd get anything out of Henderson, so they tried to make him into a backup power forward. He failed miserably and has never recovered.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at. He seems like he should be a better fit. That's everybody, I believe, except Banga. Did you give Banga a grade?
A+.
A+. Nice. Me too.
Really am happy with what he's doing.
I think he's an MVP. That's why I gave him an A+.
He's a great interview.
Right. I gave Banga an incomplete. I don't even know if he's in America still. Ben, those have been some rock solid grades. America is hanging on the edge of their seats. Perhaps we should do the backcourt next, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. Up-to-the-minute sports news about our teams and our town every 20 minutes on The Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big-name guests and the guys who live here, work here, and go to the games here. The Ticket is live. The Ticket is local. The Ticket is all sports all the time. Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, worldwide sports fans. Junior, going to be at the Singular Wireless store here in Plano for the next hour until noon. This is the Singular store on West Plano Parkway. It's just about a block west of Central. 75 at Accent Drive. Singular Wireless store. We're going to be hanging out here until noon. We're going to be giving away ticket T-shirts and a free 6-month membership to 24-hour fitness. If you'd like to try to win that, come by and sign up. We'll have all sorts of ticket goodies. And, of course, you can check out the great deals at Singular Wireless. Check out all these new cool phones they've got, like the one I'm talking to you on, like the Samsung phone, the Motorola phone, the Razer phone, the Sony Ericsson video phone. You can take video with your phone. All of these phones available at Singular Wireless. And they've got great family talk plans, rollover, and more. So join me at the Singular Wireless store to talk wireless service and sports, America. West Plano Parkway.
E-Break Classics.
Rest. She needs more West. I think Mariah has been acting very, very silly lately. No.
I'm stupid.
I think Mariah Carey is having problems now because she had too much sex early in life. Don't stop the music and don't you guys lay out. You know this is true. She gained stardom at an early age and she had lots of sex.
All right.
How do we know that that's true?
Gosh.
I think I made
weird,
another
Junior.
Valid point there.
No.
That's just crazy talk.
Okay. It is.
All right.
We need
crazy
scientific evidence to back
that
up.
We'll see when she does that Barbara Walters interview and she gives that as the reason for why she's so messed up now.
I think I had too much sex when I was young.
E-Break.
All right, there's the win.
Yeah,
doggy dog. Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know. This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this, yes. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number, what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What? What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Susquehanna Radio in Dallas has a job opening in the area of sales support. If you know Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, if you're well-organized, detail-oriented, and can handle multiple tasks, this may be the job for you. Can you compose correspondence, have excellent written and verbal communication skills? Can you work with a whole team of account managers? If so, check the website at dswradio.com for more details. And fax your resume with salary requirements to 214-520-4300. Call 214-520-4319 for more information. Then fax your resume to 214-520-4300. 888-834-1999 or log on to
dishdirect.com.
That's dishdirect.
It's unlimited. Unlimited long distance toll and local calling for a flat $48.95 for your first line and even less for additional ones. So you're never worried about how long you're on the phone or surprised by your bill. It's always $48.95. And you're never wondering if there's a better way, because there's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Sammy Sosa is nearing a trade out of Chicago. The Cubs unload Sammy on the Orioles in exchange for Jerry Harrison Jr. and at least two minor league players. Reportedly, the trade is for sure unless somebody fails a physical. Cowboys part ways with defensive ends coach Jim Jeffcoat. Jeffcoat spent 19 seasons with the organization, both as a player and as a coach. This comes days after the Cowboys hire former Syracuse head coach Paul Pasqualoni. Desperados are starting former Dallas Cowboy Clint Sterner at quarterback for their season opener against the Chicago Rush. Sterner says that the arena game and the NFL are both at least football.
It's different, but I mean, it's still four panels and eight laces, you know. I mean, it's still, you're still throwing and catching, and I mean, I hate to make it seem simple, but it's not. But I mean, it's still what I've been doing for 27 years.
Kickoff is at 2. Listen to the game on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket, tomorrow afternoon. Our next Ticket ticker is at 1110. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin. From 10 to noon this Saturday on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
No reason to be cowardly, because we're not lying. You don't want to miss Hummer Ticket Stock 2005, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Norris America and Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
It is 10:55 on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket. Listening to Ben and Skin on a Saturday morning, filling in for the rant.
as the entire station moves to Jacksonville for a big week of Super Bowl programming. Coming up at 11:30, we're going to have our buddy Bob Musgrave, the great actor of Bottle Rocket fame, will join us for Killing Time with Bob, one of our favorite segments. And a special shout-out. I got a text message not too long ago from our buddy DJ Wiz-T. Remember when we had him up here for the Wiz-T extravaganza?
Man.
If you're around town, pick up a copy of Quick. It's like a Dallas Morning News production. They put it out. And it's, you know, you'll find them wherever you find observers and things like that. It's like the news condensed, and there's five DJs to watch in that. And Wiz-T is one of the guys they selected for that. So pick up a Quick. It's in and around about town.
Dude,
Ben, what was that we were just listening to?
That was a beat by Cho.
Hmm.
By the way, a local Cho. Producer.
Never heard of it.
Very talented young man. And
Cho.
It's funny because we were working on music pretty late last night, and I knew there was a good chance I'd sleep through the show and be fired. So I ended up staying at a hotel down here.
With Cho?
I won't say no.
You and Cho
I won't
together?
Say which one it was, but it was it's old school. And, I mean, it's, like, been there since 1901 or something.
It's got, like, a Will Ferrell theme.
They forced the oldness on us. I mean, my wife came down there and met me, and it's like having a sheet of paper and a pillowcase. And that was, I felt like I was sleeping on a prison cot.
Did you hook up with a gilf?
My wife asked me, how do you know what a prison cot feels like to sleep? And for, like, 30 minutes, I think I had her going that I spent 7 months in prison when I was 19. She was interesting.
That's some Jedi stuff.
Yeah.
Ben, we are in the middle of Dallas Maverick report card madness. We just did the front court.
Humble?
Let's quit throwing it to Humble, Ben. Stop it. And we're going to move to the back court. And I say that we start with the point guards because, you know, Nashy Nash is gone. And so there has been much concern over the point guard situation. So let's start with Jason Terry. Ben, your thoughts?
Jason Terry, I'll give him an A right off the bat. I mean, the guy has played really, really well, and I'd give him an A plus even.
Oh,
except
no.
I think initially he didn't give them what they wanted, and I think there's been a little bit of an adjustment. First of all, my thought is I think Nelly is bitter that Nash got away. I don't think Nelly wanted him to go under any circumstances. So you know how. I was reading in Sports Illustrated that Devin Harris said that Dirk was kind of hard on him at first.
Gross.
You know, he was like, you know, treated him kind of rough in practice and wasn't very friendly and stuff. And it was that changed quickly, but it was just a little bit of fallout. You know, Dirk was unhappy that the Mavs didn't bring Nash back. I think Nelly was too. So I think there was ridiculous pressure on these point guards at first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nelly had the shortest hook of all time, and Jason Terry was coming from a team that was a bad team where he pretty much did whatever he wanted. He had to kind of get back to basketball fundamentals and kind of learn what it was like or what was expected of him to be a traditional point guard. And I think he's gotten that. I think he's come a long way. So I'm giving him an A probably because it's based on the way he's played more recently. Really, probably fair grade for the full year would be a B plus. But I'm going to jump down to a B plus.
Yeah, okay. You're shifting within grades?
Huh?
You just shifted within 10 seconds.
I know. I just started thinking, you know, I'm probably giving him an A. I just talked myself into a B-plus just based on the beginning of the year.
They equal each other out, and you gave him an incomplete.
Right now, he is playing at an A level. But okay. Right now. But earlier in the season, he struggled. I don't think it was his fault, though. B-plus A.
Okay. I gave him a B because of the slow start. Now, part of that is, I think, you know, just as much as having to figure out the offense, I think the injury had something to do with it. Because if you remember, he was coming off the bench that first week and a half, 2 weeks, and playing really well. Until he hit the injury, and I think that really slowed things down for him. But he has played at a high level. The Mavericks have played at a high level since he's been inserted into the starting lineup. I think he's making good decisions. The defense is above average, putting good pressure on the ball, shooting at a high percentage. For the year, he's shooting 52%.
I'm going to give him an A, B plus.
Oh, no. You're still grading
what?
Him. So his average is so far for the year 11 points and right under 5 assists. I gave him a B, and that's primarily it would have been lower, but as of late, he's played at a higher level and worked his way up.
Yeah, dude, he's among the league leaders in just shot and shooting percentage.
Yeah,
as a point guard.
Yeah, I think he's third.
Sickening, and then he's shooting better from 3-point range than Nash.
Yeah, he's definitely lighting it up, especially since he's not only been getting the hang of it, but since he's had the confidence because he's been in the starting lineup.
I'm going to give him a B A.
Stop grading him.
Okay.
So B for Jason.
C and D and
Norm,
D and F.
Cut Norm
D
off. Hang up on Norm. Ben, let's move on to Devin Harris, the rookie point guard. He started the season as the starting point guard, There's been times where he got coaches' DNPs. Now, the other night, more minutes were given to Darrell Armstrong, who's 100. Where you got Devin Harris?
I'm going to give Jason Terry an A-.
Stop it!
All right. Devin Harris, I've got him with a C. And again, I just feel like it's a bad situation for a point guard to be in, especially being a rookie. I mean, trying to fill Steve Nash's shoes is ridiculous, especially when there's bitterness from within the organization, from the coach and so forth, and the best player. Being a rookie, I hate Nelly's short hook with him. I want him to be out there, sort of like I want Henson to be playing for the Cowboys. I want the young guys to be out there playing, learning, expediting that growth path, so that, you know, that growth curve, just so they can, you know, be better faster. And when the time comes around to play meaningful games, they're ready. So I don't blame it on him completely.
Mm-hmm.
The short hook has been a huge factor. I've seen flashes of brilliance. He's my favorite player to watch on the Mavericks in terms of just being a fan outside of Dirk. A very exciting player, but still made a lot of rookie mistakes, so I can't really give him anything other than a C.
I gave him a C, too, and I think right now they have him in the proper role, and I think it's part of what we talked about earlier, that championship mentality. Part of that championship mentality is the fact that Jason Terry has been assertive and has claimed the point guard slot, so now they have a rookie point guard playing rookie minutes. And we've even seen that, like, in the last three games, he's, you know, Avery's had a short hook with him. So he's got to go out there and he's got to produce and play at a high level. Sometimes he's still a little too frantic, but you and I both love his tools. We think he's going to be have a chance to be an elite-level point guard one day, but we both gave Devin Harris a C. Real quickly, Darrell Armstrong, you know, I gave him a C.
I gave him a D. I've been real unhappy with him. It's frustrated me watching him and watching him in games of late. I mean, he's made a lot of bad decisions.
Yes.
He's playing scared, like he let the shot clock expire on him the other day. I mean, for a point guard, mm-hmm. you're supposed to have your head in the game. You're
Correct.
Supposed to be the one guy who knows where the shot clock is. It expired on him?
Correct.
I was just like, man, he just looks unhappy. I don't think he expected to come here and play the role that he has where he hadn't gotten in a lot of times. But I gave him a D. I don't like how he's playing.
Yeah, one of the things I do like about him is when they put him in, his defense is off the charts. They can put him in. He creates turnovers and fast break opportunities, so I gave him a C
I'm going to give him a C minus.
Ben, stop. Stick with a grade.
I was talking about Jason Terry.
Oh, okay. Oh. Damn, stop it. Okay, let's move on to Big Mike Finn. C plus, Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
C plus? I gave him a B. What did you give him a C plus for?
There's been games where he's absolutely disappeared.
No doubt.